Hi, my name is Judy Shepherd, and I'm a retired clergy of the North Alabama Conference. And I wanted to tell you a meaningful spiritual practice for me. It's called the Examine. You probably know what it is. It's a method to look back over your day. See what was good, see what wasn't good, what lesson you learned, where you saw God, who you needed to pray for. That's the basic template I use with my grandchildren, as it's easy to use, but it's also an easy one to use for adults. Now, each Wednesday night, Lynn Cosby hosts an Examine through the North Alabama Conference. It's at 8:30 on Google Meet. It lasts about 15 minutes, and we rotate who leads it. Some of us examine our day. Some of us examine the week that we've had since we've met before. It's become such a delightful part of my rule of life that I hate to miss it. Now, if you will get a pencil and write down this hard-to-memorize website, I will give you that address. Okay, it is meet, M-E-E-T, .google.com/OBY-TUDN-UCG. Now I'm going to repeat that. It's meet.google.com/OB-YT-UCG. Now, if you'll bookmark that, you'll have it because it's the same each week. Or you can go to the conference calendar because there's a link on that and you can click on that. Or if you're a Facebook user, you can go to the prayer team, UMCNA, and you can join from there. We would love to have you. There's many of us who are on this, and we join every Wednesday night. I have an Examine on my own each night, and I ask myself, where was God for me that day? Where did I miss the mark? Or where did I hit it out of the park? Spending those extra moments each night helps me to continue to practice the presence of God. When I look for God each evening, it's a great practice to see where I am with God and where God is in my life. And it's just a very helpful practice for me. I got a new book. It's written by Kate Bowler. It's entitled, Have a Beautiful, Terrible Day. This book is written with a reading that is on two pages, so the book lies flat. It starts with a scripture, has a meditation, a poem, and then a reflection prompt for you to ponder through your day. The one I want to share with you, the one that reminds me of the Examine, is entitled Seeing God Everywhere. It comes from the Wednesday of the third week of Lent. Tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor. The scripture comes from Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. I thought, wow, God, how awesome is this, that you lay this devotion right in my lap, right before this podcast. So I want to share this poem with you, and then I want to share this reflection with you, this reflection prompt, because it is just so poignant for this Examine podcast. Here's the poem. The world feels solid through and through. Nothing is more obvious than who's in, and who's out. The numbers at the bottom of these credit card bills and the worry lines around our eyes and mouths. Just ask anyone. Nothing is happening except headlines and the new seasons on Netflix and the rumbling of wars near and far. And then we squint. There you are, simmering at the edges of some extravagant act of love. There you are, quickening our steps toward your surprising favorites, the weak and the poor and the scared. The last become first, those who can't squeeze through the eye of the needle. There you are, calling us strong when we are weak, telling us to link arms with those who suffer, explaining how justice will invert the order of things. The world feels solid through and through, God. Help me squint to see you better. And then the reflection prompt. Squinting is recalibration. It's a partial shutting out in order to see better. It blurs what is clearly superfluous or downright distracting, so light can infuse even that. What would you see today if you squinted a little? When we squint, what can we see? Squinting, maybe we could see what God wants us to see. Squinting is a recalibration. Squinting, maybe we can see God. And squinting to see God is like reminding me of the examine. The examine is like looking back over my day, squinting back over my day, a way to look back on my day to see where was God real for me. It's a way to see more clearly, a way to walk with God more nearly, a way to love God more dearly. The God, the three in one, and the one in three. Bless you, and shalom.